Hi, this is a dictation for Danny Seward. Danny. Last name is Seward, Seward. The patient date of birth is 5/8/58. Date of accident is 9/27/2023. Date of service is 11/7/2023. Patient was trying to reach us for treatment for a while, and we were not able to get together for visit. Today is the day, 11/3/2023. The patient reports of severe pain as a chief complaint in the left side. Left lower back is hurting him. His left shoulder is hurting him. And the neck, mid back, lower back is hurting him. Pain is shooting to the left leg and the left arm. All the fingers are cramping and numb and tingling. Left leg, left hip is also hurting him. Headaches are also reported. Sleep problem is reported. The vision is blurry. Cobweb into the eye, ringing in the left ear. These are continuous pains, severe, related to, allegedly to the automobile accident. The patient reports that on 9/27/2023, he was involved in an accident at 5:31 p.m. as a restaurant driver. He was driving a Ford Fusion, and he was hit with a semi-tractor trailer. He was stopped on a stop sign, but the tractor trailer was making a turn, left turn, and all the four wheels ran over his left side of the car, crushing the car in totality. The car was totaled. There is a lot of damage outside. The tractor trailer was going at 20 miles per hour. He was wearing a seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. The police came to the scene. Ambulance did not arrive, and patient was not taken to the hospital. The questions regarding the history of presenting illness is as follows. Patient is reporting of headaches, which are almost 3 times per day, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are occupying front and the back of the head, right and the left temple, even the vertex. Severe, constant, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise. The patient reports of no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. The further patient, the symptoms of TBI that are reported by the patient are dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, poor taste, poor smell, painful jaw bilaterally, TMJ, numbness of the face and the left side. He denies any loss of consciousness or seizures. He denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or loss of memory. He denies any nausea, vomiting. He denies any incontinence of the urine bowel. Further, the patient reports that he is suffering from anxiety and panic, and his wife suddenly died. That is also affecting his life. He is depressed. Lightheadedness is reported. He denies any subtle anesthesia, but there is a sleep disturbance. He reports a tingling of the entire back and the extremities, especially the left lower extremity. Lightheadedness is present. Patient has moderate difficulty walking and unable to sit or do the ADLs. Regarding the pain, pain is constant in the neck 9 to 10. Middle back pain is 9. Lower back pain is 8. Patient has numbness and tingling of all the 5 fingers on the left and the right side. They're crampy and numb and tingling. Left shoulder has a pain around 9, and he can lift up to 150 degrees of abduction. after which he starts feeling pain in the front and the back of the shoulder. Most of the issues are left-sided on him. Some pain in the left hip and left leg is also reported. These pains are constant, severe, and they are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, gnawing, punishing, aching, tender, splitting. There are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. Modifying factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, walking, driving, bending, and they are improved by resting and treatment, medications. Any question? Did not go to the emergency room, I believe, on the day. He is not reported. And so we don't have any documentation of any x-rays, MRIs done, or any treatment that he has been afforded. He was initially injured on a previous accident for which he is still getting some treatment or therapy. Please review the chart for system review, past surgical history, medication history, allergies. Please review the family history, relationship status, current employment, and disability, federal disability, legal and personal history. Loblaw firm is representing him. If you can send the records, I'll appreciate. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 193 over 124, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. This is a ...65-year-old gentleman of a... is alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Alert, oriented, cooperative. And patient appears to be in severe pain phases. He is in acute distress of severe panic, anxiety, no shortness of breath. He is overtly anxious. And his mind is okay. He is not confused. He is sitting comfortably otherwise. And is conscious. Can walk with some limping. But he's not using any adaptive devices, and his rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological examination that is completely normal. Musculature examination is positive for spasm in the posterior bilateral trapezius muscles. And caudatus lumborum muscle, as well as paraspinal muscles from C1 to C7 and L1 to L5 with hypertonicity and tenderness and trigger points throughout. Musculoskeletal exam, inspection palpation from the template, spine tenderness C1 to C7, L4 to L5 and left SI joint. The paraspinal muscles have a spasm, no tenderness, 2 plus hypertonicity, range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 40, in the lumbar spine forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 25, upper extension is not painful. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, cervical spine Hoffman sign was negative. Sperling Lermit test positive. Distraction test positive. Sotoar test is positive. Myelopathy signs are negative. In the thoracic spine, Bruce test was negative and slump test was negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is positive. Straight leg raising test is positive at 25 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test positive. Kemp test positive. Babinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are found tender. Left is far more tender than the right. And bilaterally, Faber test are positive. Gosselin test is positive. Standing flexion test positive. Ely compression test is positive. In the extremities examination, except for the left shoulder, all the other extremities are found to be completely normal. And please use the template for that. But for the left shoulder, the range of motion is limited to 150 degrees. Baseline pain is 9. Muscle strength is 4 by 5. Range of motions are limited to 150 degrees of abduction maximum, beyond which there is severe pain. And special tests that are checked are Hakan-Kennedy test, which is positive, and anterior-posterior apprehension test is positive. On inspection and palpation, the shoulder appears completely normal, no tender points, no abrasion, contusion, fracture, dislocation. Left hip is slightly tender, but no fractures are identified. Left knee has some pain in the lateral collateral ligament. Rest of the knee appears to be completely normal with no crepitus grinding, noise popping noise. Range of motion of the knee is normal at flexion at 135 degrees. Motor power is normal for the left leg. Valgus varus abnormally not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer were not positive. The McMurray sign, Steinman sign are negative, and patellar apprehension is positive. In the diagnosis, please mention D89.2 XXT in general, R26.89, R531, S09.90 XA, M62.830, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M79.1. Ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.50, M75.30, S43.432D. Left knee M25.562. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.2, 754.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine bilaterally, bilateral sacroiliitis M46.1, S33.5XXA. Plan of treatment for Danny Seward is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided the following medications, which are, first of all, the physical therapy has been ordered to continue at 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid back, lower back, shoulders, the knees. Disability for work and housework. Attended care for 4 hours, 7 days for 30 days, and transportation is ordered. Medications are ordered. Mobic, 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing. Flexible, 10 milligram twice a day for healing. Protonix, 10 milligram, 20 milligram twice a day for healing, for stomach protection. Tylenol codeine with number 4. 1 Q12 hour PRN for pain relief. Xanax 0.5 mg for anxiety, Zoloft 50 mg q12 hours for relaxation, anxiety relief, depression relief. Nurontin 600 mg twice a day for headache relief. Furoscid 1 or 2 mg every 6-hour PRN for headache relief. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. An MRI of the brain neuroquant SWI IVC is ordered. MRI of the cervical spine lumbar spine is ordered. MRI of the left shoulder is ordered to identify the pathology affecting. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, no records are available. Interventional pain procedures, patient can benefit from some trigger point injections, but we are ordering the MRI. On the next visit, we'll have most of the answers for the issues emanating from this accident. Surgical options are not warranted. Neuropsych is not warranted. Patients only few symptoms of TBI. We'll keep an eye on him. If the brain MRI come positive, we'll go further. Provisions of attended care and caseworker, none. Attended care is provided 4 hours. As the patient mother wife has died just few days ago, he's crying nonstop. He's going to go for funeral procession and he'll need some help in organizing himself. He's in extreme anxiety and extreme depression. Past medical records, none. We already have been seeing him from a previous accident, so we have the records. Investigations are ordered, as I discussed. DMEs. Patient is provided with a back brace, neck brace, and a new brace, tense unit, and also cervical traction device. Education is yes, and follow-up visit in 15 days. Contact is yes. Thank you.